The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a restful weekend. You deserve it after all we've been through over these last few days. And we're getting some more breaking news here in the 72 hours since Charlie Kirk was gunned down at Utah Valley University. Something utterly amazing is happening. There is an extraordinary social media trend happening right now as we speak. Social media has exploded with viral videos of lifelong Democrats publicly renouncing their party. Not switching sides, that misses the point. They are literally divorcing themselves from ever coming near the Democrat Party again. This is astonishing stuff. All of these videos, maybe you've seen some of them, they all have the same pattern. They're all saying very much the same thing. They were utterly shocked to their core at how demonic and barbaric the modern political left has become. The glee, the celebrations, the euphoria that leftists splattered across social media, it didn't just shock conservatives, it shocked fellow Democrats. And we're talking to the core. The videos indicate that they had no idea that their leftist ilk had become this way. And so they're publicly renouncing their party, literally by the tens of thousands. To coin the great Brandon Strzok, this turning point is the great walking away. What we're witnessing with these videos isn't just individual consciences being shocked to the core. It's a mass awakening. The hashtag walk away, it's exploded across platforms in the last 72 hours with Democrats sharing their breaking points. One registered Democrat who since left the party put it bluntly. She just saw the lack of empathy is utterly disgusting. And she realized, I kid you not, she realized we are the worst. We Democrats, we're the baddies, as they say, right? She realized that, and God bless her, she's renounced the party publicly. She, like tens of thousands of others over the last 72 hours, will never vote Democrat again. And to me, that's the key. Here's what makes this different from typical political defections. These aren't policy disagreements. These are moral revulsions. These aren't policy disagreements. These are moral revulsions. Video after video shows Democrats expressing genuine disgust at their party's reaction to a father of two being murdered in front of thousands of people. Even the last person to debate Charlie Kirk, who's a hardcore leftist, but even he in an interview just the other day captured the irony perfectly. He told the local news station that the whole point he was trying to make to Charlie was how peaceful the left was right before Charlie gets shot. And you could see it in his face. You could see the cognitive dissonance that seemingly became unbearable for this guy. He was recognizing in real time that he was on the side of evil, and he didn't know it. More Democrats than ever are recognizing that their party has more in common with Al-Qaeda than it does with America. And they want nothing more to do with it. They're washing their hands of it. And so we do appear to be seeing a mass exodus from the Democrat Party. And again, we've talked about this a number of times on this channel, but this was already happening. Even the ultra-left wing rag, the New York Times, it's not even worth being toilet paper at this point, but even they published a panic piece a few weeks back on the extent to which the Democrats have been hemorrhaging voters. Voter registration trends have seen a 4.5 million swing away from Democrats to Republicans in the last 4 years. Democrats have literally been losing millions upon millions of voters since 2020. You'll notice how many of them didn't show up in November 2024. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's a party that is in extraordinary decline, And so this violence that we all witnessed, to our horror on Wednesday, together with this mass exodus, these are not happening in a vacuum. They're both the symptoms of something far deeper, something Chris Bray identified as the death rattle of a dying political movement. Chris Bray is a historian and political analyst, and he had a very good piece on his Substack arguing that Charlie Kirk's assassination is actually part of a broader pattern of institutional collapse within the American left. And this is something that we've been arguing on this channel for some time now. Bray notes that the turn to radical violence almost always represents the death rattle of a political movement that's fundamentally lost the ability to persuade.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Which, again, if you think it through, could not possibly be a starker contrast to Charlie and the MAGA movement. He was all about persuasion. The entire event was entitled Prove Me Wrong. It was all about debate and dialogue and discussion. Instead, the woke left is all about silencing and canceling and excommunicating, and violence is the logical end of that. So Bray notes that the turn to radical violence is the turn that follows obvious failure. It's an acknowledgement of political impotence and a last-ditch emergency reflex. If the masses will not voluntarily submit to our political vision, then we will coerce them into submission. And there's some historical precedence for this, particularly from the 60s, with the New Left movement. So after the hippie idealism failed to transform society and change politics like they hoped, radical leftist groups like Weather Underground and the Symbionese Liberation Army emerged. So the pattern on the left is clear. When Democrat persuasion fails, violence becomes the refuge of the politically impotent. And interestingly as well, Bray noted that when this impotent rage boils over in the face of people not acting the way these leftists want them to, it boils over into what he calls a torture fetish, where you see the celebration of a political opponent's physical suffering and humiliation. So the violence joins together with a morbid celebration that substitutes for the victory that they were originally hoping to get by mere democratic persuasion. The persuasion didn't happen. So damn you now, violence is coming your way, both political and personal, right? Charlie wasn't a politician. Violence against their opponents, then followed by, ha ha, you got what you deserve. They dance on their graves. And the fact that this assassin seems to have a major trans connection, apparently living with his trans partner, that's highly relevant for Bray, because Bray notes that Camille Paglia, you know, the amazing cultural critic, she argued that late-stage cultural sexual disorder in the dying liberal world is fundamentally sadomasochistic. It's a desire to inflict pain on bodies that refuse to conform to ideological demands. Hence the left's obsession with transgender ideology and its celebration of physical mutilation as affirmation. Isn't that stunning? Camille Paglia argued that the late stage cultural sexual disorder that we're experiencing at the end of the liberal era is fundamentally sadomasochistic. It is collapsed into a desire to inflict pain on bodies that won't conform to ideological demands. That explains why the left is so obsessed with transgender ideology and its celebration of physical mutilation as affirmation. That's where we are. That is the turning point. This isn't political disagreement anymore. This is sadistic pleasure in human suffering. And the irony? As a result, they're losing more people than ever. This demonic party is seeing a mass walkout by the tens of thousands. The more they double down on violence and sadistic pleasure, the more their own political movement
succumbs to a death rattle. The mass exodus of Democrats following Charlie Kirk's assassination is not just a political realignment. It's a moral awakening. Americans are witnessing their fellow citizens celebrate murder, and they're recoiling in horror. The Democrat Party is dying, not from external pressure, but from the internal rot. When a political movement abandons persuasion for violence, debate for assassination, democracy for authoritarianism, it has already lost the battle for America's soul. And the millions walking away from the Democrat Party aren't just changing their voter registrations. They're choosing civilization over barbarism, dialogue over violence, humanity over inhuman ideology. Charlie's murder may have been intended to silence conservative voices, but instead it's revealed the true face of the modern left. And more Americans than ever are horrified by what they see. I love you, and God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.